11th canto, chapter 2, verse number 3, chapter entitled Maharaj Nimi meets the 9 Yogendras. Tamekadadudevarshim Vasudevo Grihagatam Architam Sukhamasinam Abhivadedam Abravit Tamekadatu Devarshim Vasudevo Grihagatam Architam Sukhamasinam Abhivadedam Abravit Tamekadatu Devarshim Vasudevo Grihagatam Arachitam Sukhamasinam Abhivadyedam Abravit. Tamekadatu Devarshim Vasudevo Drihagatam Architam Sukhamasinam Vadyedam Abravit Tamekadadu Devarshim Vasudevo Grihagatam Arshitam Sukhamasinam Abhivadyedam Abravit. Ladies, Tamekadadu Devarshim Vasudevo Grihagatam Arachitam Sukhamasinam Abhivadyedam Abravit. Devarshim Vasudeva Grihagata Asinam Abhivadyedam Abravit. Tamekadadam Devarshim Vasudevo Grihagata Arshitam Sukhamasinam Abhivadyedam Abravit. Tam, him, ekada, once, tu, and Devarshim, the sage amongst the demigods. Narad, Vasudevaha, Vasudev, the father of Lord Krishna. Griha Agatam, who had come to his house. Arjitam, worshipped with paraphernalia. Sukham Asinam, comfortably seated. Abhivadya, respectfully greeting him. Idam, this Abravit said. Translation. One day the sage amongst the demigods, Narada, came to the house of Vasudev. After worshipping Narad with suitable paraphernalia, seating him comfortably and respectfully bowing down to him, Vasudev spoke as follows. Text 4. Sri Vasudev uvacha Bhagavan Bhagavato Yatra Swastaye Sarvadehinam Kripananam Yatha Pitro Uttamashloka Vartmanam. Translation. Sri Vasudev said, My Lord, your visit, like that of a father to his children, is for the benefit of all living beings. You especially help the most wretched amongst them, as well as those who are advanced on the path towards the Supreme Lord. Uttama Shloka. Purport. Vasudev herein describes the glories of Narad Muni. The words Kripananam Yatha పిత్రోర్ ఉత్తమ శ్లోక వర్త్మనాం ఆర్ సిగ్నిఫికెంట్. కృపణానాం రిఫర్స్ టు ద మోస్ట్ రెచెడ్ పర్సన్స్, వెర్ యాజ్ ఉత్తమ శ్లోక వర్త్మానాం రిఫర్స్ టు ద మోస్ట్ ఫార్చునేట్, దోస్ హు ఆర్ అడ్వాన్స్డ్ ఇన్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్. శ్రీధర్ స్వామి హ్యాస్ స్టేటెడ్ తథా భగవద్ రూపస్య భవంతో యాత్రా సర్వదేహినాం స్వస్థయా ఇతి. ద వర్డ్ భగవత్ రూపస్య ఇండికేట్స్ ద నారద్ ముని ఈజ్ అన్ ఎక్స్పాన్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ అండ్ దాట్ హీస్ యాక్టివిటీస్ దేర్ ఫోర్ బ్రింగ్ ఇమ్మెన్స్ బెనిఫిట్ ఫర్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్. ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ క్యాంటో ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం నారద్ ముని ఈజ్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ యాజ్ అ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది మర్సీ ఆఫ్ సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడెడ్. దేర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ స్టేటెడ్ దాట్ నారద్ ఈజ్ ఎస్పెషలీ ఎంపవర్డ్ టు గివ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ ఇన్ ద ఆర్ట్ ఆఫ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ టు కృష్ణ. Narada is especially able to advise the conditioned souls as to how they can dovetail their present activities with the devotional service of Krishna without unnecessarily disrupting their present life. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has defined the word kripana by quoting from Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad 3.9.10. Etad aksharam gargi అవిదితాస్వమల్ లోకాత్ ప్రైతీస కృపణః. ఓ డాటర్ ఆఫ్ గర్గాచార్య గార్గి, హీ హూ లీవ్స్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ విదౌట్ లర్నింగ్ అబౌట్ ది ఇన్ఫాలిబుల్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఈజ్ కృపణ ఆర్ మైజర్. ఇన్ అదర్ వర్డ్స్, వీఆర్ అవార్డెడ్ ది హ్యూమన్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ సో దాట్ వీ మే అండర్స్టాండ్ అవర్ ఇటర్నల్ బ్లిస్ఫుల్ రిలేషన్షిప్ with the supreme personality of Godhead. As it indicated in the verse 2 of this chapter by the word Indriyavan, the human body is specifically awarded so that we may serve the Supreme Lord Krishna. This human form of body is the greatest fortune because the highly evolved intelligence of human life enables us to understand Krishna, the absolute truth. If we are unable to understand our eternal relationship with God, we shall derive no permanent benefit whatsoever in this present life, nor can we ultimately benefit others. One who receives a great treasure but can neither use it himself nor dedicate it to happiness of others is called a miser. Therefore, a person who lives this world without having understood his actual position as servant of God is called a kripana, a miser. This verse states that Narad Muni is so empowered in the devotional service of Krishna that he can lift even miserly rascals out of their illusion, just as a kind father goes to his child and wakes him up from a distressing nightmare. Our present materialistic life is just like a troublesome dream from which great souls such as Narad can wake us up. Narad Muni is so powerful that even those who already are advanced in devotional service to Krishna can greatly enhance their spiritual position by hearing his instruction, as they will be given in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Sri Narad is the Guru and the father of all living beings who are originally devotees of the Lord but who are now artificially attempting to enjoy the material world in the material bodies of human beings, animals and so on. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపః కదామయం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్త బృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for coming to Bhagavatam class. So, two great people are meeting. One is the father of Krishna. Another is great sage, Sri Narad Muni. And great exemplification of guest reception also is there. For the grihasthas, receiving Vaishnava guests is the greatest fortune. It makes the home meaningful as home. When great saintly personalities regularly come home and receive honor and respect and prasad and donations, that is most important for purification of the household, for grihastha ashram. Sri Vasudev, in fact, is a great personality. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, took birth from him. But still, you see Dasharatha Maharaj, you see Vasudev, you see Ambarish Maharaj. Whenever they receive Narad Muni or Agastya Muni or other Munis, how humble they are, how they put themselves at the feet of the devotees. So it is a great fortune for us grihasthas to have saintly people coming home like you had yesterday. Because they remove the darkness of ignorance that we may live in. They remove the darkness of ignorance, they may remove the illusion or entanglement and put us on the right path again. Set us on the right path again so that we keep trading on the right path constantly even though we are in the middle of grihastha ashram. And in the purports we see Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati are glorifying Narad Muni like anything. Narad Muni is the only personality right from the topmost abode of Golok Vrindavan to the downmost abode of hellish sufferings. He travels, constantly traveling. He is actually the incarnation of mercy of the Lord, as mentioned in Bhagavatam. He is also the rishi amongst the demigods. He also travels not only on earth to many kings and many great people, but he also travels to demigod lokas, devata lokas, and he keeps on guiding various elevated demigods who are very highly positioned, who are vulnerable to attacks of Maya even in heavenly planets. Very unique position. And he has also come to the most degraded kind of people who are very sinful and doing very degraded sinful activities, and he has uplifted them also. So very rightly said in the first chapter of the first paragraph of the purport that he is at the same time when he comes in the middle of the advanced devotees, he uplifts them also and really inspires them to go further and further in their devotion to Krishna. And when he meets most fallen people doing abominable activities, he also uplifts them from their fallen condition to the very beautiful platform of devotion to Krishna. We know Valmiki, when he was hunting, he was uplifted by, so what a transformation, from the most cruel activities of killing animals to straight up to a position of writer of Srimad Ramayana. Such transformation has been caused by Narad Muni many, many times. Such transformation. And what is most important in life is the transformation of heart. And that's why Narad Muni ji has achieved so many times on so many different occasions. So that is why Sri Narad Muni is a very unique personality. You can see his quality of his disciples. Who are his disciples? Sri Prahlad is his disciple. When Kadru was pregnant and demigods were winning and Hiranyakashipu was worshipping, doing meditation in the forest, demigods captured Kadru. And that time, knowing well the past, present and future, being a realized soul, he opposed, and he took Kadru in his shelter, and he made her hear Srimad Bhagavatam. She was not so attentive. It is explained that her mind was constantly disturbed, and she was thinking when her husband will come, and when she will be free from this so-called loneliness in the area of demigods. But Prahlad heard in the womb. And you can see, without any association after birth, he could withstand the onslaught of the surroundings and teach his father, invoke the presence of Narasimha Bhagavan and rule the entire universe for so many thousands of years. Then we have Dhruva, who also was guided at right time, the right situation. And he went with passion. But Narad Muni made it to such a transformation into Sattva Guna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared to him. Where is the situation of one person getting angry because of hurt, a Kshatriya spirit, going to achieve something and diverting him to a path of achieving darshan of the Supreme Lord? How wonderful it is. So Narad Muni has been guru of so many great souls. That shows what kind of people he trained from all walks of life, from people like Shudra activities, people who are Kshatriyas, people who are Brahminical. And look at his inspiration, the inspiration he gave to Valmiki. We call him Marathi Valya Koli. Then he became Valmiki. And even much before Tirtha Yuga, Ramayan took place, actually Lord Ram appeared. Before that it was all written. So much inspiration. This very scripture we are reading, Sri Narad Muni is the cause behind it. Vyasadev was instructed to write everything down. He was incarnation of Jnana of the Lord, knowledge of the Lord. But still after writing everything, the histories and Upanishads and Vedas, he was not satisfied. Initially he was a little light with Vyasmuni, but then he gave a very wonderful, transcendental, eternal understanding about the scripture, that any scripture that does not glorify the Supreme Lord is incomplete, however meticulous and elaborate it must be. Now please go and write the charitra of the Lord, the charitra of the devotees. Unless the devotees and the Lord are glorified, nothing is complete. Your purpose of life as Vyasadeva, who incarnation of the Lord, is not going to be complete. So very satisfactorily, happily Vyasadeva went and wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. And that Srimad Bhagavatam is powerful as the sun dissipating darkness of Kali Yuga after Krishna has left this material world. And letting everybody, all walks of life, all sampradayas, all places, all circumstances, all times to come. This particular scripture, which is the very body of the Lord, reading which, hearing which, is like taking darshan of the Lord and taking association of the Lord. That great literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, was inspired by Narad Muni. And that's why today we are relishing each and every verse. The queens of Dwarka instantly lost their sufferings, instantly were relieved of their sufferings of viraha from the Lord after his departure, simply by hearing one line in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam from the lotus mouth of Uddhava. Such scripture he has inspired. So he was a Gandharva in his life before, who at one time sang the glories of demigods instead of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he got cursed to become son of a maid servant. But fortunately, because he was very sincere, he got birth at a maid servant's house as a mother. But she was serving great realized souls, Bhakti Vedantas. And he was assisting her very sincerely, very sincere boy, assisting his mother, doing cleaning work, menial work, putting food, fruits, plucking fruits, cleaning the yagyashala, and doing everything menial with, no significant cognition of that. And pleased with their service, the Bhaktivedantas gave some Mahaprasad, which the mother and son would share. See the power of Mahaprasad. Soon after some time, mother died due to snake bite. And then he put her in the same hut where they were living. And along with the hut he burnt. So all the attachments he cut off. Just by serving great sages, he, a servant of a maid boy, developed such kind of realization, such renunciation and such devotion to God, that he wandered and went to one secluded place and meditated on the Lord. And the Lord appeared to him and gave darshan to him. by serving great souls and eating their Mahaprasad, assisting his mother who was servant of the great souls. Dasanu, Dasanu, Das. He got darshan of the Lord, and the Lord told him that you will not see me again, and you will hanker, and that will further purify you and further make you more and more advanced. And thus he hankered and went through the separation of the Lord, and finally he became Narad Muni. Such a personality who can now immerse in love of Godhead. Immerse completely, constantly. Narada Muni Bajaye Veena Radhika Ramana Namani. Constantly is chanting, playing his Veena and travelling all over the topmost to the lowermost parts of the creation, material and spiritual. This is Narada Muni. And this personality has got entrance in the Leela of the Lord. You see, where he is not there. You see, Mahabharata is there, Ramayana is there, Krishna Leela is there, he is in Vrindavan, he is in Dwarka, he is in Hastinapur, where he is not there. And such time he appears, that is most crucial turning point he comes, and he turns the events into favorable for the Lord and his devotees. When Kamsa said, no, I will not kill. Okay, go, go. I forgive you. You are so wonderful person. I give you Kirtiman. Vasudev, you go. So Narada Muni came at that time and bewildered him. What are you doing? It looks like very odd actually. Why is he promoting killing of Vasudevki's children? But his knowledge and his vision and his depth of understanding is so much that he knows the overall picture of the whole scene. And it, to the mortal eyes, it looks like cruel activity of inspiring Kamsa to kill Devaki's further children. But actually he is enhancing the advent of the Lord, giving benefit to larger population of the association of the Lord and darshan of the Lord. So, I made a list of things where Narada Muni is involved. Let us see how many we can finish. Narada Muni was there at the time of Radharani's birth also. He had made his chart and calculation. And he came searching to Raval. But they were very shy because she was not opening her eyes and not hearing anything, not speaking anything. So they said, no, nobody is born here, only son is there. So, but then they thought, maybe by the mercy of great sages, our daughter can open eyes. So then they called him again and he came running and they gave darshan of Radharani to him. He fell flat for Dandavats and immediately made plans, don't worry, you arrange a festival and she will open her eyes and send everybody away. And as soon as sent everybody away, Radharani appeared in 16-year-old youth form to give him darshan. Narada Muni fell unconscious again and again, again and again, again and again, looking at darshan of the Radharani. And he said, I want to see your darshan of Ashtasakhis. And she said, you have to go to Kusum Sarovar for that. So from there, Raval, today it is maybe 25-30 kilometers, maybe 40 kilometers, is tumbling and tossing and tumbling and tossing, falling unconscious in the dust of Vrindavan, he reached Kusum Sarovar. And then Narada Muni was given welcome by Madhavi Gopi and Vrinda Devi. And they gave him bath at the southern end of Kusum Sarovar. And he achieved the body of Gopi. He became Naradiya Gopi. And Naradiya Gopi was then dressed up by these two beautiful gopis as a very beautiful gopi, Shringar. And holding her hand, Madhavi Gopi Vrinda Devi took her all the way inside Kusum Sarovar on the divine lotus flower. In between, on Ratna Singhasan, Radha and Shamsundara sitting, and Narada Muni was giving chamar, and he served them with chamar. Chamara Dulabe Kabe Heribo Mukha Chandra. After long time serving in the whirl of lotus, Radha and Krishna, Narada Muni was, Naradiya Gopi was brought back to the southern end of Kusum Sarovar and again given bath, and again he achieved Narada Muni male form. While serving Radha and Krishna, Radharani gave him instruction, please write Narada your bhakti sutras. So he said, I am cursed by Daksha Muni to not stay more than 3 days. How will I write in within 3 days this scripture? Radharani said, that curse is in the material world, in the laukik loka, in the material realm. This is my home, Sri Vrindavan Dham. You can stay as long as possible here, as long as you want. So very happily dancing event, only 1 kilometer away from there, in a place called Naradvan, where he stayed. There is Narad Kunda. He sang in the glory of Radha and Krishna, and also wrote Bhakti Sutras at that place. Then, you know, very Damodar Leela, it is because of actually Narad Muni's mercy. The intoxicated demigods Nala Kubera and Manigreve, son of great demigod Kubera, they were doing misbehavior actually. So he actually cursed them to become trees, but it was not a curse. Had Narad Muni not cursed them, they would have continued drinking and being intoxicated and being naked for maybe many thousands of years. They wouldn't have got deliverance. So Narad Muni actually stopped them from performing wrong activities, at the same time awarded them greatest of all benediction of having darshan of the Lord. And they became trees, and they waited for a long time. But finally they, the choicest of Sri Krishna's pastimes, which are the Bal Leela of the Lord. All Leela of the Lord are beautiful, very transcendental. But still, Bal Leela are very sweet, very attractive, very purifying, and very captivating pastimes. Of all the Lords, you can talk about Lord Ramchandra as baby, Lord Krishna as baby, Lord Gauranga as baby. Baby pastimes are very, very sweet. And standing at the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj in Gokul, they watched all those pastimes of the Lord. Such fortune, such purification he awarded them. So the very Damodar Leela, the heart of Kartik month, is because of the mercy of Narad Muniji. Then the greatest of compassionate nature of Narad Muni is exhibited when he saw Krishna, Subhadra and Baladev unconscious outside the palace of Dwarka. It was a very unusual form, endowed with Mahabhav of Radharani on Jagannath. All of them were exhibiting the highest of ecstasy, and the darshan was so amazing, so captivating, that Narad Muni, who is already in love with the Lord, already immersed and traveling from place to place, immersed in love of Godhead. It's not that he was not having the experience of love of Godhead, but still he experienced something unusual form of love of Godhead. Some extraordinary feelings of love, looking at the divine forms of Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra Devi. So normally, if we get ecstatic, we are ecstatic on our own, for ourselves only. But Narad Muni, like saints, their ecstasy is always, the heart of the ecstasy is compassion actually. Moment they receive something extraordinary, they want to give somebody who is not having it. So what I appreciate, what we feel appreciative is that, although he was enjoying his own ecstasy, he never forgot all those fallen conditioned souls who are suffering in the material world, trying to enjoy Maya and the material world and objects of sense gratification. So in the middle of his ecstasy, he remembered that this is a good opportunity to show compassion to all the conditioned souls. He went down and touched the Lord. The Lords came back to the original bhav, external sense. And he asked the benediction, please bless me that you will come in the material world in the same form that I saw. Because I saw and I developed so much Krishna prema, so much prema for you, that if everybody sees only this form, they will develop Krishna prema, they will develop prema for you. And that is what they need actually in the material world. If they see you only and develop Krishna prema, they'll all go back to Godhead. The Lord obliged Narad Muni by fulfilling his word and came, appeared in the material world as Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. By seeing whom, anybody who just sees them develops love and affection for the Lord and severs the bonds of material life of millions of lifetimes and gets delivered. So when we see Jagannath, we must remember Narad Muni also. If he had not asked that at that ecstatic moment of his own life, how we would have got Jagannath in our life. Thank you, Narad Muniji. Hare Krishna. Then Narad Muniji ate Vishnu's Mahaprasad one time by the waiting after 12 years by the mercy of Lakshmi. Ultimately he got, he danced in ecstasy. He went in total ecstasy and he tumbled and finally landed himself in Kailash. And then some things were remaining in his hand. And then Lord Shiva said, you are my brother, how can you forget me? He said, what to do? I was totally out of control when I ate Mahaprasad. What happened to me was out of my control. So then he searched some grains And Shiva started dancing after eating those grains like Tandav, and Parvati got really bewildered. Everybody came to Parvati and see what happened to your husband. It's not time for destruction. He's doing Tandava right at the wrong time. So somehow she stopped him and asked what happened. So he said, I received Mahaprasad of Vishnu from Narad Muni. Sir, how you forgot me? I'm your wife. How you forgot me? I'm your consort. I'm your wife. I'm your Ardhangini. And you are eating alone, but I will now procure Mahaprasad of the Lord. And that prasad I'll distribute to every children of mine in the material world. And she performed tapasya. And Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave darshan to her. Not in Kali Yuga, much before that. And promised her, I will come and I will give you the Mahaprasad. That is the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is my Mahaprasad and I will come personally to distribute. Because she said, give me Mahaprasad in such a way that I can give everybody, all the living entities, all conditioned souls. So Mahaprabhu Chaitanya appeared to Parvati Devi, and that is called Simanta Dvipa of Navadvip Dham. So Narad Muni is part of many, many pastimes. And Narad Muni came to Dwarka, and we know he was wondering what Krishna must be doing with so many wives, what must be happening, how they are sharing his presence. And he saw everywhere Sri Krishna was there at all the time with everybody, within different forms, doing different activities. And his heart swelled up with ecstasy, seeing the Lord's glories that he is doing perfectly with every single wife, fulfilling all their duties, giving them children, doing Agnihotras, doing worship, doing meditation, taking care of wife, taking care of children, grandchildren, getting them married, at the same time looking after Dwarka politically and administratively, saving them from demons attacking so wonderfully. So Narad Muni's visit to Dwarka is extremely instructive to all the Grahastha devotees. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes how Krishna was a perfect Grahastha, how he fulfilled all his duties so wonderfully. Even he would sit for meditation every day, meditating on himself. But he was doing meditation and sadhana. That is what is more important. Then, amazingly, Narad Muni appeared as Narayan Bhatta Goswami. Narayan Bhatta Goswami appeared in Uncha Gaon. And he was a great sage. He is the one who actually revealed Ladli Lal deities. Because Radha Rani appeared to him and told him that her deity is in the rock of Brahmachal. He showed the place. So he came with Brajbasis and very delicately excavated and found the very deities that you see today, Ladli Lal deities. And the Goswamis tell that the place where Brahma's temple is, just below that there is a niche. And in that niche, there are footprints of Radharani on the stone of Brahmachal. He is the one who revealed Ladli Lalji, most precious deities which Vajranab installed in Barsana on Bhanugad. And then he is the one who actually revived the lost Braj culture. That is what we call in Braj language Rastila. It doesn't mean only Rastila of Gopis and Krishna. Rasila also means, or another meaning is having Braj pastimes in the form of drama. So the Rasila culture means, today also for 7 days, for 8 days before some beautiful festival, they perform dramas. Nowadays they perform morning Gaurlila, afternoon bhajans and evening Radha Krishna Lila. And each one is about 8 to 10 hours a day. And that culture Narayan Bhatta Goswami re-established in Braj. So a lot of credit goes to him to reform the lost culture and to maintain that. Even today it is maintained. So that is beautiful. Children also are educated from childhood simply by watching those pastimes performed in a very scientific, in a very musical way. Now this Narayan Bhatta Goswami lived in Uncha Gaon. And the Brajvasis, it's about 400 years back from now, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, Narayan Bhatta Goswami appeared. And the Brijvasis told him that, Triveni Sangam is very far from here. And we cannot go so far. But we hear about Kumbh Mela regularly, and we know the power of the three rivers coming together. So why don't you show us darshan of this Triveni Sangam in Uncha Gaon only? So in front of eyes of all Prajavasis, Narayan Bhatta Goswami revealed Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, three rivers. And they were so happy to see the effulgent rivers. And soon in front of their eyes they joined together. And these three rivers joining together entered in one well. And that became Triveni Koop. And all the Prajavasis very happily took bath in that. Today also, when Kumbh Mela takes place in Triveni Sangam, Prayagraj, everybody, all Prajavasis go to Uchagaon. And they take bath in Triveni Koop water. And on the Somavati Amavasya, this Triveni Koop swells up, like, you know, floods up. And water comes in the fields and everybody comes and take bath there. And that. So Narayan Bhatta Goswami Samadhi is there in Uchagaon. He was a great sage. He did lots of extremely wonderful reformation of Braj culture of late. And that is Narayan Bhatta Goswami. Then we have Narad Muni as Srivas Pandit. How can we forget? Just 2 days we celebrated Gaur Purnima. What a devotee Srivas Pandit was. What an inspiration he gave to all of us. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narad Muni represents Jiva Tattva in Pancha Tattva. And as a Jiva Tattva in Pancha Tattva, he exhibited such exalted qualities and so inspiring activities he did. He was so powerful a devotee, so dear to the Lord, that in Mahaprakash, the first one to be delivered was Srivas Thakur's servant, Dukhi. By which the Lord showed that Srivas is so dear to me, and Srivas's insignificant servant also is very, very dear to me. The first one to be called was Dukhi, and she became ecstatic, and she was named as Sukhi by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, the Srivas, in one of the pastimes, when the son died in the middle of the Sankirtan at Srivas Angan, Srivas went inside and told all the ladies, just don't cry loudly. If you cry loudly, I'll throw all of you out of the house. If you want to cry, cry within your mouth. And the Sankirtan of the Lord should not be disturbed. And he came out and joined his Sankirtan. And Sankirtan went on for such few minutes. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got disturbed. He said, well, something is wrong. I don't feel the ecstasy like usual. Tell me, Srivas, what is wrong? He said, no, everything is fine, Mahaprabhuji. Please, my Lord, please continue Kirtan. Please continue, nothing is wrong. And then Lord said, no, you have to be honest with me. Then he said, my Lord, my son just died. He said, why didn't you tell me? In your house, where is he? I want to see him. And he goes and sees him. And then he calls the soul back. And the soul, then there's a lot of description and discussion between the father and mother. And then the soul left. At that very opportune moment, the Lord went aside. We call in Sanskrit Swagat. Swagat means Lord is speaking to himself. And what is Lord saying? How will I be able to leave the company of such devotees like Srivas? How will I be able to leave? Because he was contemplating in those days about taking sannyas actually. And giving the world the ultimate treasure of love of Godhead. And this statement is very significant. The Lord is determined and he did take sannyas. But he was wondering, how will he be able to bear the separation of such devotees in Navadvip like Srivas Thakur? Srivas also was in so much love with the Lord that he actually left Srivas Angan and went to his birthplace, Kumaratta. Sri Hatta or Kumaratta, somewhere. Kumaratta. Because he was in so much of memories and so much of in-depth love with the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he just couldn't remain there in the day-to-day memories that he had. Lord Chaitanya made so much fun of him, at so many times. Lord Chaitanya revealed the whole Kurukshetra with millions of armies in his house and gave darshan to him. Srivas Thakur was so happy to see Lord Krishna telling Gita to Arjuna in his house. All the Kurukshetra area was concealed in the small courtyard of Srivas Pandit's house. And when Kazi came and threatened Srivas Thakur, he broke the mrudanga and said, dare you play again and do anything nonsense, I'll destroy all of you. So Srivas Pandit Thakur immediately went and started worshipping Narsingadev. Not that he was scared for himself. he was only worried for devotees' lives. He was not praying that his life should be saved and maybe the Qazi will come and kill him. He was praying for devotees. And then Qazi left and Mahaprabhu Chaitanya was coming from bank of Ganga and they crossed. And Mahaprabhu looked at him, he looked at him and just went away. And straight Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Srivas Sanghan and said, Srivas, don't worry. I will take care of this. Do not worry. I will see that Qazi's problem is solved. And immediately he ordered for the torchlights and devotees come in millions of numbers. And the first public Haridam Sankirtan was performed. So many beautiful pastimes Lord Chaitanya had with Srivas Pandit, who was Narad Muni himself. Exhibited, you know, that three clap pastime. So inspiring actually. So much faith he had. So much. Lord also wondered at the devotion of Srivas Pandit. He said, you are so many brothers, you are so many children, wife, I don't see you working. But such faith, Lord actually revealed that in-depth faith that Srivas Pandit had through this question to him actually. Said, I will commit suicide if I don't clap, I don't get food or provisions after I clap three times. Such is the devotion that he exhibited. Srivas Pandit's house, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose his house to be the platform to reveal the topmost of all pastimes, Ras Leela, in his house, in the form of Chaitanya, in the form of Harinam Sankirtan. He chose his house as a venue to reveal, to exhibit, and to make it available to public in the material world, that Harinam Sankirtan, Golokvira Premadhan, he revealed in his house. And not once, he kept on revealing, his house became an abode of the ultimate loving expressions of the Lord between the Lord for his devotees. In the middle of the night, in the daytime, Lord chose, so we go and bow down to Rasa Mandala in his house. His house is Rasa Mandala. And he broadcasted from that house the love, the treasure of love to all over the world actually. How great Srivas Pandit must be. He could have gone to Advaita Acharya's house. He could have gone to many other grahasthas' house. He chose Srivas Pandit. That shows his exalted position. How much love he had. So, Narad Muni, of course, we also had Holi festival. We had Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance festival. Even when Lord Gauranga appeared in the courtyard of Yogapit, at that time also Narad Muni and all the great sages and all the demigods and their wives, demigoddesses, all of them appeared in the guise of Brahmana and Brahminis. When we read that description in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he writes that Sachi Devi was actually wondering, who are these people? I don't know them from Navadvip. I never seen them from Navadvip. They are not residents of Navadvip. But there was so much of crowd that, you know, in marriages also, you know, sometimes some people come, unknown people come. Even in my daughter's wedding also, there is one lady who is, nobody knows her. But she is in every single video and doing every single wonderful thing. But we cannot go and ask her, madam, who are you? Who invited you? Do I have any invitations? I am a man, my daughter is getting married and they are the boy's parents. They say that we didn't invite you, who are you? That doesn't happen in Indian culture, okay? There is no pass system in marriages. Anybody can box in, somebody is well dressed up, comes in and takes the benefit of all atmosphere, dances in between and goes away. So like that, so many of them were there. So many of them were different looking people. Very bright looking, shining looking, you know, Brahminical effulgence and so many gifts they brought and their presence was so auspicious. And Sachi Devi wanted to really ask, ki, who are you? Not to question who are you and why you came, to know who are you, how wonderful that you have come. But it is said that there is so much of a busy situation and so much of people and so many of activities were going on. Although she wanted to ask, the question kept on resounding in her mind and they came and they blessed the baby, they gave gift to the baby and they went away also and she kept wondering, who are they? And Narad Muni also was there in that. Same thing happened with Krishna's birth also. When Krishna appeared and during Nandotsav, Yashoda Devi was also looking at many people who are like selling bangles and selling flower garlands and appearing as sweepers, ladies and gents, and so many, like, you know, in many big festivals they put up stalls, no? Some people sell clothes, some people sell shoes, some people sell grains and some playful toys, and the demigods and demigoddesses had come with in that form. And Yashodadevi also kept on wondering, who are these people? But she also was in the festivities, in the busy schedule of festivities, she couldn't ask. So Narad Muni was there, Brahma was there, Brahma's wife was there, Lord Shiva was there, and Shukadeva was there, Narad Muni was there, and Kumaras were there, everybody was there. Who will lose the opportunity? Where you get to see the baby form of Krishna and in the form of Gauranga, or in the form of Shyam Sundar in the spiritual world? And where do you get this to see this in demigod world also, Devata Lok also? They all come down to see. So Lord Chaitanya's, Lord Gauranga's birth was like this. And in the courtyard of Srivasang, in the yoga pit, the demigods came and they bathed Lord Gauranga. And Charanamrut falling on the ground. And Sachi Devi is calling, husband, please come. Come and see, they took baby away from my hand and they are bathing and their Charanamrut is falling on the ground. Come and see. And he said, you are looking at the dream, you are in illusion. And she said, come, I'll show you. And when she came out, she saw no Charanamrut, no Lord and no demigods, nobody was there. So she was bewildered, what I saw was a dream or truth or what? But actually I saw, I was awake, I was not in dream. So Lord Chaitanya's birth was amazing actually. It made the whole world resound with the holy name. Every single person was atheistic, hating the Lord. Faithful people, great devotees, acharyas, saintly people, each and everybody was induced to chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Lord told everybody why he has come and what is his mission right at the moment of his death. He chose such inauspicious time as lunar eclipse. Is that lunar eclipse? Right? Which comes sometimes in between. And everybody, we all are sitting at home or submerged in the river and we don't even eat anything, throw all water away and everything. We take so much precaution not to get haunted by the negative effects. It's considered to be so inauspicious. That the Lord chose that very inauspicious most moment to induce everybody to chant the holy name and showed that anything and everything which is supposed to be most inauspicious, haunting our lives, can be simply nullified by chanting the holy names of the Lord. Right at the time of his birth, he proved it. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance day is very special for all of us. How many percentage of people know about Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Everybody knows him in history books as a Bengali saint who used to raise his hand and chant. You know, where is description as saint and very supreme personality of Godhead? All of us read in the history books in 4th standard that a Bengali saint used to dance and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But from that situation to know him as supreme personality of Godhead, it's only the Gaudiya Sampradaya who knows the intricate details about Mahaprabhu Chaitanya and how his pastimes are filled with audarya, that only we are bestowed upon with this knowledge and understanding. Otherwise, it's very bewildering to how can somebody be a devotee. He also said, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. How can we accept his supreme personality of Godhead? But that inner truth, Channa Avatar, the truth and secrets of Channa Avatar is revealed to all of us. So it is extremely important. And without his mercy, who can understand, who can think and imagine to understand the loving relations between Radha and Krishna? It is by Gauranga's mercy. The ultimate limits of the love of Radha having for Krishna, who has revealed? Gauranga Mahaprabhu has revealed. So Gaurapurnima is a very significant, very meaningful event for all of us. The very secret most situation of the treasure of love of Radha and the limits of her love for Krishna are there concealed in the personality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, those secrets, the innermost heart and feelings of Radharani are revealed to the world by what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking, especially when he speaks to Jagannath in front of chariot of Rathayatra. We can see the heart of Radharani through the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he is talking to Lord Jagannath, and how Jagannath is happy and relishing the loving relationship. If you want to see who is Lalita and what is her heart, you see and read the charitra of Sarup Damodar, and then you'll know what Lalita's heart is. So all these great people who are actually confidential people, they don't reveal themselves in public what their heart is. They only express themselves each other in when they meet in Nikunja, in Nibruta Nikunja. Nibruta Nikunja is very, very closest atmosphere. Kunja is an open atmosphere where cowherd boys and everybody enjoy. And Nikunja is closed atmosphere, but all the gopis are there. Large number. But Nibruta Nikunja is only 8 sakhis, sometimes only Lalita Vishakha and Radha Krishna. But those intimate interactions and expressions are revealed through Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy in their interaction with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they are being made public through the method of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is our special fortune. Shouldn't make us proud, but should make us feel very obliged and grateful that we have somehow been given the greatest of understanding very simply by the acharyas. And then we celebrated Holi yesterday. Such a esoteric divine festival of love, and which we see in such a perverted way outside in the world today, in the most bibhatsa way, in the most ugly way it is expressed. Udva Moolam Adashakam. The topmost thing in the spiritual world is experience in the mass, the lowest degraded emotion. But this festival is such a deep loving festival. One has to be sometimes in Barsana to actually understand the essence of this festival. And our Guru Maharaj and great saintly people of Braj, they have explained several times that the very essence of Holi is to get defeated by the devotees. Lord Krishna, when he comes to play the Holi, he before only brings big boxes filled with the gifts that you have to give when you lose the game. You come to win always, right? But the proof that he comes to lose is that he leaves Nandagaon, that time only he brings bullock carts filled with phagua. Phagua means the gift that you have to give to the people with whom you have lost the game. So why he is bringing the trunk loads of phaguas? Because he knows he has come to lose. And he feels great pleasure to lose. How the Holi begins? Now, I'm telling it today? Because Narad Muni also is involved in that today. So it happens like this, that on the Ashtami day of Falgun Mas, that's called Rangili Ashtami, on that day, the Pandey, the Brahman representative of Nandagaon, comes to Barsana. And he brings the invitation. Please, our Nayak, our leader, our hero is inviting all of you. Please come. So when they see him, because he's coming from Nandagaon, all the gopis come and they drench him from all the sides, you know. They said, how many matkas full of colors they throw on him, and he's so embarrassed and he's looking helplessly and, you know, looking here and there. And Radharani comes and sees, oh, one person is being harassed by hundreds of gopis. So he said, no, he is not the person. The person is coming tomorrow. Why are you harassing him? So she comes and relieves him, keeps him out of the company of the gopis, and because he is like so embarrassed, so she takes him home, gives him new clothes. Kirti Mai gives him hot milk. Radharani arranges him for hot bath with massage and everything. She arranges for him, feeds him sweetmeats, gives him dakshina, gives him new royal clothes, and puts him on palanquin, and with great respect she sends him back to Nandagaon. So that shows the compassionate nature of Radharani. From the harassment of her friends, she saves him. And so much of love and kindness. And when he goes to Bhanugad, in Bhanu Mahal, and Kirtimaya meets him, and she's so happy that he has come from Krishna to invite my Radharani and everybody for Holi. So she fills his mouth with laddus. And that is called a Laddumar Holi. Today they fill that Brahmin who come, Brahminical representative, they fill their mouth with laddus, and also they throw the laddus on them. And people sponsor laddus on behalf of Vrishbhanu Maharaj. sponsor and give it to temple. And the temple Goswamis and Brasana Vasis throw the laddus on the Dandagam Vasis who have come to play holi. There is Laddumar holi on the 8th day. Then on the 9th day, the Sakis go to invite early morning. And when they meet, they feed laddus to each other and dance and have samaj and dancing. And in the evening, all the Gwalbals, they decorate themselves as dula, as a bridegroom. So it is explained in scriptures that there was a big procession on the Navami day. Where Sri Krishna decorated himself as colorful as possible. And like the soldier has, you know, many bags and many belts, and there is gun here, and there is machine gun here, there are bullets over here, there are belts here, belts there, and some eatables, everything is like fully ready and packed. Like that he was fully dressed up with so many belts, having dry colors of different colors, and so many pistons, long and short, and hanging here, hanging there. And Mother Yashoda had put him a crown as effulgent as sun actually. And he began walking from Nandagaon. At that time in that procession it is explained, the Brahmaji with four mouth appeared. And he was, just not to create aura about his position, he was very showing funny activities by his face, and all the Brijvasi boys were laughing. Hey, who is this boy? Who has had four heads? Who will marry him? Look at him. Oh, if he at all marries, his wife will talk to which mouth? Because if he talks to one mouth, the other mouth will answer. The wife will be so confused. Like that kind of joking discussions they were having with Brahma's four-headed, you know, personality. And Lord Shiva came with five mouths, and they were wondering who this man with so many snakes and five mouths. And he was trying to conceal and making funny activities, playing his damru, like that. Then Indra came as mad boy, and he was using his cheeks as yantra, and through variety of movements of his cheeks, filling air, he was making sounds to amuse the gopas. And all the Brijvasis were laughing at. Then 16-year-old Shukadeva, he came naked, dancing in madness in the procession of Lord Krishna of Holi. Then Narad Muni came, rolling in the dust. He was constantly rolling in the Nandagaon dust like madman. Maya Devi also came, and she assumed very huge form. And what she was doing? Very amazing thing. The adult Narad Muni she was carrying in her lap. As a baby and caressing him. Everybody is wondering, who is this lady? Such huge form, and who is this man in her lap like that? But they were all in ecstasy actually. Even the four Kumaras came, and they all joined the procession of Holi on the Navami evening from Nandagaon to Barsana. And they all travelled. You see that track, 7-kilometer track, which has got Sanket one in between, Prem Vival Kund on the right side, Purnamasi Purohitani Ashram on this side, Sandipani Muni Ashram, and Dome in one where the two people meet in the deep forest, all holy places, Prem Sarovar and Gopal Mandir, everything is there. The whole track, Sri Krishna travelled dancing, all the cowherd ones were dancing. They were also decorated like bridegroom with colourful dresses and special pagadi they were wearing, and they were all killing dhal. You know that dhal for Lathamar Holi, and that dhal represents Balram. Balram actually became the dhal, the supportive shield which they hold on their ears, and they all came down. And they all came down to Pili Pokhar, and all the team came. And at that time some gopis were down, and Sri Krishna was looking, his eyes were searching one personality only. She was not there. So he asked Vishakha through eyes, where is she? So she said, she is up. And upstairs Radharani was angry with certain something, and Lalita Devi was trying to pacify her. And then she said, see, look, Sri Krishna has come. He has decorated himself as dula, decorated with feta. Now that description is there. She is describing to Radharani. He is walking fully intoxicated status due to his overwhelming youth. His dark colored curly hair are rolling on his cheeks, which are rounded and blue cheeks. Look at his beauty. His different hair is indescribable. Yashoda has put on his head such a crown which is shining like millions of suns. His earrings are dazzling like thunders. What do you call? Bijli. The forest flower garland is appearing like clouds coming with thunder. His body is reddened due to color that he has put on his body. He is holding a big syringe and is studded with dry colors and waiting for you, Radharani. Why are you so upset? Time to give up your anger and get ready. In the meantime, Vishakha came running with the message of Krishna that Sri Krishna is calling you. What are you doing? So looking at Vishakha, she came out. Radharani came out in the jharoka, in the window. And she saw Krishna standing at Pili Pokar. Sri Krishna immediately took out the syringe and shot to the window. But his piston, that stream couldn't reach her. But it is said his feelings of heart reached her. And she became ecstatic. Immediately she was decorated by Lalita and Vishakha. And she was brought down. And the ladies came from this side, headed by Radharani. Gents came with leader as Krishna. And they said, okay, we'll play Holi today. And the Holi took place at Pili Pokhar. First Holi. And they decided that we'll play Holi. And we'll first play dry Holi. And then we'll play wet Holi with our syringes. And there are rules and regulations also. They decided that. And they started playing. And you know, so much of joy, they were expressing their love through colors and Radha and Krishna and the gopis and the gopas. Everybody was immersed. But suddenly, Sri Krishna started losing. It was all decided that when we decide only we'll play piston Holi. But Sri Krishna, when he started losing the dry Holi, he took out his piston, syringe and shot at Radharani's face and pushed. And Radharani was so quick, she understood that he is breaking the rule. So she brought her hand in between, and on left hand, and the stream came and hit her hand. He wanted to drench her from top to bottom, but her first aim was on face. So she protected that, and some drops of the pink pigment dashed against her palm and reflected and fell on the left side of cheeks. And there were some beautiful red pink droplets on her left cheek. And Sri Krishna got so attracted with that beautiful darshan of golden effulgent cheeks having red colored dots. So he just dropped his syringe and started watching Krishna, Radharani. How wonderful. How nice she looks. And all the girls immediately came and pounced on him. Radharani immediately got upset. He said, you have cheated us and you don't. All the play immediately stopped. So everybody was upset. Why the play has to stop? You are enjoying so much. So gopis came and pounced on him and arrested him. And who is the judge? Lalita Devi is the judge. So they take the case to Lalita Devi. So what to do? This guy has cheated us and broken the rule of Holi. What punishment we should give? So Lalita Devi decides that we should apply black mascara, kajal, by 10 fingers on his face. What we do usually? We take this ring finger and take the kajal and do like this and nicely one small line on the edges of the eye, and it's so delicately, so much of love. But this way, 10 fingers dipped in kajal. And they tie Krishna and they twist his hands behind, and so many gopis are holding him and bringing, and they bring him in front of Krishna. And Radharani is looking at Krishna, Krishna is looking at Radharani, and they give her a pot of kajal, and now she is ready to apply all on his face. And that opportune time, he turns his face. So the two more gopis come and they hold his face. And the Radharani applies all kajal on his face. And they steal his uttariya. Now you know uttariya, when you wear, a man wears uttariya, it's like sign of his dignity. Even when Uttar was going for that marriage, that war, that great war he fought. So what Uttara told, if at all you win, please bring all the uttariya vastras of all the Kuru leaders. And I will make cloth for my dolls. You know. So when all of them were put in Sammohanastra, you know, hypnotism, they all became unconscious. Uttara went slowly and picked up all the uttariya vastras of Karna and Duryodhana in great trembling hand. He lifted, you know. So taking away the uttariya from a man, dignified man, is like insult. So as a punishment, they steal his vastra. And they put a chunri on him. And write one name, which I can't tell in the class, behind his back. Holi ke so and so, like that. He says, go now. And at the same time, because he is defeated and he is punished, Sri Krishna immediately bows down and touches Radharani's feet and takes her blessings. And that time that Phaguva is distributed. He gave sweets, he gave ornaments, he gave Lakshmi, he gave so many things to Radharani. And all the coward was also the same way. But Lathamar Holi is the same mood. When they play Lathamar Holi, the mood is that they get hit by the gopis with so much of love and Balramji manifests as Dhal and protects them. And the most important thing is all the coward men who are being hit, their eyes are constantly at the feet of the gopi who is hitting them. That is very significant. They are trying to save the attacks. But when they are moving, you should see them. They are constantly looking at the lotus feet of the gopis. And as soon as gopi is stopping to hit them, immediately stands up, takes out money, takes out sweetmeats, boxes and give to gopi, touches their feet and gopi blesses them. So this is the mood of gopi. Holy. To get defeated from the devotees of the Lord. And whether it's holy or not holy, we all have to see that even if you are right in the argument, in the fight, it should be a glory of a devotee, it should be a pleasure of a devotee to accept defeat and bow down and to fall down at the feet of the devotee. Because finally, when two devotees have argument, one is right, one is wrong, the Lord is not impressed by the person who is right. If he is trying to prove he is right situation, the Lord is impressed by the person who takes humble position and falls at the feet of a devotee to maintain the relation between devotees. He is more interested in the relationship for maintenance rather than proving how right he is. And the Lord blesses that person even though he is right, but he takes humble position and bows down looking at the higher principle of maintaining relationship with devotees. And that same principle is exhibited in holy, in the loving atmosphere also. Sri Krishna comes all the way from Vrindavan and gets humiliated, beaten up, you know, Chunri, Gopi, all these things he accepts just because he loves his devotees. If he loves his devotees, how much we have to love his devotees? If he serves his devotees, how much we should be eager to serve his devotees? Our Gurudev mentions that the greatest of all great things of human life, the greatest gift of human life, is the association of the devotees of the Lord, and more than that is the service opportunity for those devotees of the Lord. It is the greatest of all blessings of life. There is no other wealth which we can see is actually a wealth of life than to get company of sincere devotees of the Lord and to get an opportunity to serve the devotees of the Lord. That is real wealth. All the other wealth we may achieve, we have to leave behind and go. Nothing we can carry with us. And we can still become miserly, as we explained today by the purport. Then we will remain miserly till we do not achieve the wealth of opportunity of service to the Lord. We don't take the opportunity. When opportunity is coming, we are real miserly. When association of devotees is there, opportunity to serve is there, and we are not interested in that, that means we are miserly. And when we don't take such opportunity, then whatever we have, still we remain unsatisfied. We may have amassed our wealth, but still we remain unfulfilled, remain hankering from within. Something is missing, I need more, I need more. That hankering comes because we do not take the opportunity to serve the Lord and His devotees. When that comes, immediately you become satisfied. You don't need more. Lord will provide you, yogakshemam mahamyam, He will provide you and you will have the greatest wealth of satisfaction. Hare Krishna. Shri Narad Muni Maharaj ki. Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Anybody would like to ask? Any comments? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai.
Thank you.